October 29, 1900. The most essential and necessary thing in a soul is charity. After having gone through a few days of privation and of silence, this morning, as Blessed Jesus came, I said, "It shows that my state is no longer your will." And he, "Yes, yes. Rise and come into my arms." At these words, I forgot about the painful state of the past days, and I ran into his arms. And since I could see his side open, I said, "My beloved, you have not admitted me to draw from your side for quite a while. I pray you to admit me today." And Jesus, "My beloved, please drink as much as you like and satiate yourself." Who can say my contentment, and with what avidity I placed my mouth to drink at that divine fount? After I drank to my fill, to the point of having no more room to contain even just one more drop, I detached myself, and Jesus told me, "Are you satiated? If you're not, feel free to keep drinking." And I, "Satiated? No, because the more one drinks at this fount, the more one's thirst increases. But since I'm very limited, I am incapable of containing more." After this, I saw other people with Jesus, and he said, "The most essential and necessary thing in a soul is charity. If there is no charity, it happens as to those families or kingdoms that have no rulers. Everything is upset. The most beautiful things remain obscured. One can see no harmony. Some want to do one thing, some another. The same happens in the soul in which charity does not reign. Everything is in disarray. The most beautiful virtues do not harmonize among themselves. This is why charity is called queen, because she has regime, order, and disposes everything.